Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back Miss Charisse Reedman from Pearls of Wisdom. How are you?
I'm great. Hiya.
Well, we have two reasons to celebrate today, because not only is it a one-year anniversary to the very first Pearls of Wisdom event, but as well, it is your 21st birthday. Happy birthday.
21st birthday. Twice. Anyway, yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been a whole year. What a year and a half it has been. Last year, my birthday, it was the only day that the hotel could do, was when we had our first Pearls of Wisdom luncheon in the New Forest. It was a fabulous lunch, and I just could not imagine where it would have led. If you had told me just before the event that I'd be sitting chatting to you with some bubbles, talking about, you know, this year, I wouldn't have believed it for a second. But yeah, it's been a good year.
Well, and you've been busy. How many events has that been now?
We've done three events in total. So we obviously did the New Forest. We did the Shard in the spring, which was fabulous, right in the heart of London. And then we did Palmer just recently, which you attended.
Yes,
graced us with your presence. But yeah, it's been a massive roller coaster. It's a privilege and an honour to be able to meet the people, meet the women, not just women, but mainly women. It's just been a very inspirational experience, and yeah, I can't see it stopping anytime soon. I'm stuck on the roller coaster, and it's off basically. But yeah, no, it's been good. But Palmer just a few weeks ago was a lovely event, again taking the concept of bringing women together that work in the industry, whether they're just in or just out or been out a while, to network and to learn from each other. It was incredibly rewarding experience, and ladies that attended really, really felt the benefit, and that made it all worth it. All worth it.
Well, let me ask you, what is your takeaway from this? Because you have set this up to get these ladies together, sort of give them some inspiration. I am sure that in those three different sessions that you've learned something from that in whatever direction that you need to go.
I think my biggest takeaway from all of it is giving women a voice. So I created the space, I got the speakers in, but actually the stars of the show, or the people that make the most impact, are the ladies in the room. So I create a space where women can share their stories and talk to the woman next to them and actually feel like they're part of a community. And just being able to create that space, what happens in it, you know, it's so creative, it's so inspiring. You know, they really understand and start to feel how incredible they are. For a woman to go into the yachting industry is no mean feat. You know, you are really pushing against the status quo. You are a different type of woman in a lot of ways. You know, you're not choosing the stereotypical. And what Pearls has tapped into is the fact that you lose that when you step off. You know, all of those feelings and that empowerment, you lose a lot of them. And I think Pearls of Wisdom is a great opportunity to help support and just make sure that women don't lose that when they step off. You know, yes, you will lose, your identity will change massively, but that person you are within that had the bottle to get on the boat that they'd never been to, the country that they'd never been before, to work with people that they've never seen before, she's still in there, but she just needs a different focus. She just needs somewhere else to go, something else to focus on. She's not gone forever. So yeah, my takeaway from it all is don't underestimate stews and women in the industry, because they're just bursting full of ideas, strength, inspiration. You know, it's amazing to see what has come out of the small amount of events that I've done in just a very small amount of time. It's pretty cool.
Well, something that I noticed, and I'm not sure because I've only been to the one in Palma, so I'm not sure about the other two that were done in the UK, but Mallorca is small and yachting is even smaller. There were actually women there at the same stage in their life that lived in Mallorca, all had been chief stews or worked on a yacht, and they didn't know each other. Yeah. You know, what was it like with the other two events? Did you experience the same?
The other two events. So when you step off the boat, this is what I mean. I think a lot of women are quite surprised. You know, you lose your tribe, you know, like we've covered before. The industry as a whole doesn't have any airtime for you once you step off. I think with the events, we've also reconnected with the women that are ashore. I mean, the south coast of England, there's thousands of ex-Jews. There is thousands. Yeah. And they'll be the same in Australia and New Zealand. You know, they are out there, but there isn't a way at the moment to reconnect the ex with the current. And that's what I would like, you know, like to do. I'm working on some partnerships with some fabulous ladies that are connected to ex-Jews that have left the industry that are all over the world. And we're going to showcase what they've done, created businesses, working with businesses, working environmental projects. Like, we're really going to open everybody's eyes to what is possible afterwards, not just with the industry, but you know, what can happen next. But they're everywhere. Ex-Jews are everywhere. They're in some surprising places, and I do think that part of them will always want to reconnect. You know, the only women that really understand what you chose to do and the experiences that you had at sea are other stews. So who wouldn't love getting together with other stews, talking about what happened and then what you've done next with a nice glass of wine? Why not?
Well, I think everything, especially when you get together and talk about days gone by, deserves a glass of wine, doesn't it?
It does. But, you know, like I said before, you know, giving ladies a sense of worth again. You know, I don't believe that the industry's bit, you know, had its time with you and you're off. I think there's a lot of value in what ex-Jews can offer current stews. You know, we can change a lot just by being open and honest about what happened next to all of us.
Well, just giving that support, I mean, that is so important.
I think the reconnection is a massive thing. I do think probably certain locations may be better at others than reconnecting with ex-Jew. I know obviously the South of France got a huge ex-Jew community, and Palma does as well, but sometimes, you know, especially when you've got a load of other stuff going on, it might not be that obvious. So I'm hoping that Pearls of Wisdom moving forward kind of steps into the void a little bit. We're doing these events in different ports all over Europe and maybe even further. We can reconnect all of these women, and you only get energized. You only, you know, there is such a great energy at all of these events because, like I said, the main principles is that you are appreciated. We love you attending. We want to hear what you've got to say. And just remember that you're with everybody who feels the same way. So you're in a safe space. And I think that's really important moving forward because we want to try and cover more, let's say, emotive areas of a stew's life, and a safe, being safe and is very, very high on my priorities. You know, I want to protect all of the women that attend. So we're looking at different options that we're going to announce in the new year to look after women, to reconnect them and have a good time.
Well, next, you've got a website coming up, correct? I mean, that's going to be sort of a big thing coming up in the new year. And it's going to be filled with all sorts of resources. And it's just going to be a really great place to go for current stews, ex-stews, and basically any woman in yachting.
Yeah, no, it's actually a lot bigger undertaking than I ever could have imagined. I'm a bit of a technological dinosaur, shall we say. And I just thought it'd be really easy to throw this stuff together, but there's a lot more to it. So we are going to cover as much as we can. And I'm not talking about, yes, obviously Pearls was covered at length, finance, building your own business. So we're going to have lots of advice on there. We're going to have lots of interviews with stewardesses that have been there, done that, experienced that. because I don't want it to be a website where it just lectures you on what you should do. Hear it from the horse's mouth. This is what women have done. This is what how they've got themselves out of these particular situations. So it's the idea of the website has expanded massively, a lot bigger process than I ever imagined. But I've got good people around me. We've got a good, it's not just me anymore. I'm creating a team. So yeah, it's still, you know, it's still not for profit. This is, you know, a community-led project. If women want the advice out there, so whether that's from finance, from what it's like to have a baby when you leave, or living in a different country, or setting up your own business, I'm going to try and cover as much as I possibly can, get real life experiences, you know, as many as I can. And if I don't have the answers or the advice, I can at least point you in some trusted directions, which, you know, I think that could be very valuable to a lot of people.
Well, I have to say, I have been on the outskirts of this journey since the beginning. And I remember having a conversation with you before the first event, and that was it. It was just this event that you were having, and it was going to be fun and interesting, and you were really looking forward to it. And it's amazing to speak to you a year on and see in such a short period of time. It's just gone from this one little event in the UK. It's now, you know, crossed into another country, and, you know, so much more has come of it. So I have to say, congratulations. It's obviously something that was needed and nobody had provided it yet.
I have to say, ever since, you know, leaving the industry, I tried hospitality jobs. I worked in, you know, a stately home. I had my daughter when COVID hit, and I have to say I lost my purpose. I didn't have a clue what I was doing anymore. Like, I'd lost my identity. You know, being a mother changes your identity anyway, but having no career path whatsoever, I'm not going to lie, I kind of asked the universe, I'm like, what am I meant to do? Like, I want to help. You know, I can see a lot of things, you know, that you could maybe be better. And then this just landed in my lap. And it wasn't even really my idea in the first place, but it's just landed with me. I believe in it. I have the opportunity to do it. I'm blessed with my current situation that I can give my time to doing something like this. And if I can help and help women make their lives a little bit better, protect a few on the way, you know, it's all been worth the hard work. And like I said, as long as it's wanted, it's needed, and the women that come enjoy it and they get something from it. The last event in Parma, I had two ladies come up to me, and I was just really, well, I was just really emotional and touched by what they said. You know, they felt like they were going a bit mental, that they were the only person that was feeling that way or going through that. And Pearls and coming to that event opened their eyes that they're not alone, and what they're feeling isn't, you know, unusual, and it is possible to overcome all of that. So I was chuffed to bits. It's working.
Well, Charisse, I have to say, you know, you've done a phenomenal job, and I know that there's going to be a ton of people out there that celebrate with you, and I can't wait to speak to you on this day next year see where you've gone.
Well, yeah, where the hell can it be lead next? I just don't know, but it's lovely talking to you again, and happy 21st to me.
Times two. Right, this has been Charisse Riedman. She is the founder of Pearls of Wisdom. We are celebrating with you 1 year anniversary of Pearls of Wisdom, and as well your 21st birthday. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.